Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Gimel, middle of winding down the Milchemes Gog Magog, the burial of the dead.
Is it on?
No,
it's not. Well, I guess that's
okay. The Kavru call Am Haaretz. Okay, so they're going. So Klal Yisrael is going to bury all of the people of the earth. The Chayy Lohem L'Shem. Klal Yisrael is going to again. Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Gimel. We're winding down Milchemes Gog Magog. The battle is over. The nations have come. There's a major war. The Goig and all of his associates are all dead. Now, one thing I want to point out, notice, is that from the simple reading of the Pasuk, it appears the dead is only from one side, only from Goig u'Magog, and all of Goig u'Magog's associates, which according to most of the commentators refers to Edoim. It appears that Yishmael, if you read the Pasuk on a very simple level, Yishmael, the enemy, the opposing side of this war, it does not make any mention that they died. It would appear that they survived. So the Yishmaelim and all of the nations which represent Yishmael, which includes Mitzrayim, Elam, and who else was it? Mitzrayim, Elam, one other major nation. What?
Was it Aram?
Aram, I don't think so. Okay, whatever it is. But these are the nations of Yishmael. It does not make any mention explicitly in the Pasuk that they, or in the Mepharshim that I've come across, that they die in this war. The only ones who die, at least at the very end. In the beginning of the war, there's a point where we start. Yishmael attacks Klal Yisrael. Edom comes to defend Klal Yisrael from Yishmael. In the process, there is a war between the two. Both of them, obviously, they lose people in the war. And then Edom has a sudden shift. He has a sudden shift in attitude towards Klal Yisrael. Why are we here defending Klal Yisrael? Why don't we take advantage and conquer Eretz Yisrael? And at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings upon them miracles. We learned all the various words. There's Dever, Dam, there's Gofrish, for Ace, there's Arash, and the entire camp of Magog, which includes a whole collection, a whole alliance of nations, they all die miraculously in this section called the Gei HaOivrim. And now Klal Yisrael comes forward to bury them. But what happened to the Yishmaelim? It doesn't say what happens to them. They're going to bury all the Am Aretz v'hoyu lohem l'shem. Here we have a very fascinating idea. As we mentioned this yesterday, they will have a very powerful reputation. Shame means renown. The word will go out to the entire world. Look at the Jews. They're such kind people. They go to the effort to bury their enemies. Because in warfare, it was not customary for one side to bury the dead of war. And this will be something unique to Klal Yisrael. Yoimi Kavdi, it will be on the day when I receive honor. So there are two people here getting honor. There is Klal Yisrael, they will have renown. And Hashem is making a statement, I will also receive honor on this day. So says Hashem. Pasuk Yudal, Yanshe Samid Yavdilu Oivim Baretz. Now, go here, we have a new idea. After they bury the dead, they're going to appoint what's called the Anshe Samid. This means a selection of people that are going to be to continuously look out for the dead. Those the people have been buried, but maybe there are more bones, there are more bone fragments. There's basar, there are remnants of the dead dispersed throughout the land. They're going to appoint, they're going to hire amongst Klal Yisrael individuals samid that will continuously be on the lookout to find bone fragments or dead bodies, or pieces of flesh of a corpse throughout Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned before, because it's critical that the entire land be tahar, being that people are going to bring korbanos, people need to eat kachim, they must be in a state of tahara, and therefore they're going to appoint that Yavil will be separated, oivrim baritz, they will pass through the land, mekabrim es oivrim, and they will bury mekabrim, they will bury es oivrim, all of the people who have passed, meaning all of the dead that have passed through the land, that have died on the road, es hanosarim, that have been remained al pnei haaretz le tahara, for the purpose of purifying the land, miktzei shiva chodoshim yachkaru, at the end of 7 months, the investigation will first be launched. In other words, for 7 months, they will be so busy burying what's obvious. There's not going to be time, there's not going to be any resource, anyone available to go and make an investigation, to go search. There's so much work in front of us, we have no time to go and find new work for ourselves. But after the 7 months have come to an end, and all of the dead that's obvious, that's piled on the road, have been put, been buried, then they will separate people, they will assign them to give them the straw to go search throughout the land to find bodies, to find meat, and to bury them. Okay, let's see these three psukim first. Starting with Pasuk given in the Betzudos David. Pasuk says, Kol Am Haaretz, Kulam Yisasku Bikvurasam. He learns the word Kol Am Haaretz is not going on the dead. I translated it, and I read the Pasuk very quickly. The Kavu, they will bury. Who will they bury? They will bury Kol Am Haaretz, the dead. The dead who are the people of the world, the nations of the world that have come to fight against Klal Yisrael in this Milchama, Gog and Magog. That's not correct. The Metzudos David says that the entire population, every single Jew, anyone who has 2 feet and 2 arms, will be busy going through the land and burying the dead bodies of Gog and Magog. The Hayulahem L'Shem. What?
Full employment.
Full employment. No one's going to be lacking employment. 100% employment rate. The Hayulahem L'Shem. Mashakulam Nisasku Bikvurasam. This, that the entire nation will be busy in burial, Shiva Chadashim, for 7 months. Yispar Seim Ba'olam will go out in the world. The whole world will take note of what the Jewish people are all about. V'ligdula Techashev Lahem. And it will be considered a very great honor. Shekol Kach Hamoin Rav Nergu Ba'avuram. Now, what's the greatest? So he has a twist. He says, L'Shem, I thought it meant, I mean, they're different. What I just said is definitely on the mark, because other parts would say that, is L'Shem, I translated, means the renown is they're so kind. The Jewish people, they give dignity to their enemies. They do not allow their enemies who have died on the field to remain there for the animals to eat. They bury them with a proper burial. That's not what the Mitzudo says. The Mitzudo says is that when people begin to take note of how many people died, and they're going to see the population of the Jewish people is just a fraction relative to the enemy, how could it possibly be that such a Giborim Biyad Chaloshim Rabim Biyad Ma'atim? How could it be that millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, have died at the hands of a few people? It's going to be a miracle. And the world will have to come to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. It will be a recognition that the Jewish people are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashem does for them great miracles. Ermayevsky.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're all laughing. What happened was, I was late, so I called you.
You did?
I did, yes. Yeah. So I couldn't get to you, so I told Meir. Meir will ask you to speak, but it turns out I was my fault. I was my fault, and so it's my fault. No problem. Okay, so call about Yomi Kavdi, Hayom Azay Yel Lil L'Chavay, this day will be for L'Chavay, Mashi Barati, Hamoin Rav Limkan, Nikmas Yisrael, this day will be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, great day of honor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has destroyed, a miracle has happened, Hashem has struck down an enormous multitude of people, an honor of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Gidol Yanshe Samid Yavdilu, then the Jewish people will select a group of people who are calling the Anshei Samid. Are there any groups called the Anshei Samid? You ever hear that group? All these different names of Chevres. The Anshei, I think there's such a group called the Anshei Samid.
Yeah, Anshei Maimid.
Anshei Maimid. I think there's also a group called the Anshei Samid. It comes from here. Achar Shekulam Yisatsko Vikurasam Shiva Chadashim Yavdilu Oyla Noshim Lios Tamid. Will be Mormon set aside. Tamid, this will be the full-time employment. Oivrim Ba'aretz L'chapes Achar Harugim, to search the land for slain victims. L'chaber Im Ha'ivrim, to bury. So he hears the word Im Ha'ivrim, with the Oivrim Uvisi'usam, and with their assistance. Es Ha'pegorim Ha'nosodim Al Pnei Ha'aretz L'tarosa. Now he explains what this means. Ki oivrei derech simnu vitsinu, because people who pass through the land, in other words, the people who will be employed full time, they'll be paid. And then there are volunteers. The volunteers are just people who happen to take note that there is a dead body lying here. So the volunteer will just make a marker, as the next pasuk will say, they'll put up a tsiyun to make a marker, to people should take note that there is a dead body here. And they'll call the professionals, and the professionals who are called here the Anshei Samid, when they get a chance, they will arrive on this location and formally bury the dead. So it's going to be a partnership between the volunteers who find the dead and make a marker, and the professionals who are employed full-time to bury these dead. Ki oivei haderech simu, the people who pass through the road, they just happen to be the tourists, they find the dead body. V'tzinu, and they mark masha matzu b'derech mahalcham k'mo shenemar b'mikra shalacharav v'hanashim ha'muvdolim hayu mechapsim. And the people that have been set aside for this purpose, they will search al simonei haharugim l'karam. So the Mitzvah is very interesting. He says, what they're going to search for is not for the dead. The dead will be identified by people who pass by. They're going to search for the markers. That's what they're searching for, the markers that have been laid out by the Oivrim, and they're going to put these people to...
It's more efficient.
What? It's much more efficient. I'm like, yeah. Because they're not searching. They know exactly what they're looking for. And the volunteers happen to find them on the road. Pasig, next words, Miktsay.
You also have to mark them so people know where to go or where not to go.
Not become Tami and Tatar. That's why that's the main purpose of the marker. Miktsay, Misoiv Shiv Chodashim, Yasil Lachar, Vilchapes Achar Harugim. After 7 months, they will begin to make a search for all the bodies. Kibimeshach Shiv Chodashim, Yikarbu Esam, Hanirim, Lein, Lein Kol. Because for the first 7 months, there's not going to be time to go look for things that are unknown. Because there's going to be so much work to do regarding all the bodies that are known. Okay.
What about in previous wars where B'nai Yisrael, for example, Asal Kherim, when I think 180,000.
It doesn't say anything. You're asking a very good question. Millions of people. So who buried them? Does not make any mention. Where are they today? Where are all those bodies say the land they were contaminated the land of Israel? Right? We don't want the whole area to be contaminated. It says there in the Chazal that they were 800,000 at least generals. So how many officers were under the authority of these generals? It must have been an enormous number. What happened to those bodies? Everyone died. What happened to them? Better question. What happened to all the people living in Eretz Yisrael, Bayis Rish, Bayis Sheni? There were millions of people. Where are they buried? We don't have any record of where the millions of people from the Bayis Rish are buried. And yet we have a tradition that Eretz Yisrael is tar. If you don't know there's a kever, you have a right to assume that everything is tar. How could that possibly be when millions of people died? I don't know.
There are other millions. Number two is
what?
Someone did a doctorate.
Yeah.
Based on the tekufa, a lot of the kvarim around Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
And they had certain tekufas, and a lot of the Likud HaTzamais, which was a period, was means you died, and they picked your bones together.
And where they put them?
In the cave. They put in a little cave.
Millions of people? And the Bayis Rish, they were murdered. It says Nebuzaradan, he killed 97,000 children. 97,000. I'm sorry. There were a million people. Over a million people we know for a fact were killed in the time of the Bayis Rish. That's a lot. Eretz Yisrael is a very small land. It's a very small area. Where are all of those million people buried? They were not taken out of the land. It's a very big mystery. Even in Russia, and Poland, in different places in Europe, there are different. We know there were very large populations at some point in time. And it's not clear where all of those people are buried. What happened to all the graves? It's a big mystery. I don't know.
All the archaeology that they do in Yerushalayim, and they do a lot of archaeology, I think they only found through the years three bodies.
Three bodies.
Right, that's it.
So something doesn't add up.
Land on top of land. Land gets killed every few hundred years. Land goes. Civilization moves up.
Very deep down. I don't know the answer. It's still a big mystery. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yudal says the Anshei. Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Kavru es Kol Am Haaretz Shemei Susham. So notice that Rashi disagrees with the Mitzudais. Rashi is translating the pasuk the way I translated it originally. That the word Am Haaretz is referring to the grave diggers. It refers to the dead. The Mitsudos learned Eskol Am Aretz are the grave diggers. That was the Mitsudos. The Kavru, they will bury.
I don't know if that's what.
Look at the Mitsudos again. Pasuk Yigimel the Mitsudos. The Kavru, Yigimel Kol Am Aretz, Kulam Yisasku Bikfurasan. All of them. Who's all of them? Kol Am Aretz, all of the people, all of the living will be occupied with burying the dead. Isn't that what it says in the Mitsudos? Rashi disagrees. The Kavru, they will bury S called Am Aretz Shemei Susham.
The Kavru called Am Aretz. Those people who died there.
It's going on the Am Aretz, not the ones who died.
Then Rashi, the Kavru S called Am Aretz S Shemei Susham. Shemei Susham has a more connotation that it's going back on the Am Aretz. The Kavru, they will bury S Am Aretz Shemei Susham. the Amharites who died in the land of Eretz Yisrael. I think that's what appears. That's a more grammatical flowing expression. So we have Machlokes with Rashi and them, so we study exactly who's burying. When it says Amharites, referring to the people who are doing the burying, or the people who are being buried. V'hayilam l'shem. So what do the Mitzvah say l'shem? The shame says that there will be a renown for the Jewish people that Hashem has killed. Hashem has brought a defeat upon such a large number of people in honor of the Jewish people. That's not what Rashi says. It'll be renowned. Kol umos yisapu al aesh shemam l'shevach u'l'chesed. Ein l'cha ku'uma zo rachamonim. There is no nation like the Jewish people who have compassion. Ki yesh l'cha adam shekoyber es oivoy. Ki yesh l'cha adam shekoyber es oivoy. Is there a person that buries, goes to the effort to bury his enemy? Sha'aman Allah lihargo, a person rises up against you to kill you, and you succeed in defeating him and killing him. Do you go through the effort to bury your enemy? Unheard of. It's unheard of in the world, and yet Klal Yisrael, they are rachmonios, they go through this effort, and this is the shame. This is the renown that Klal Yisrael will earn in the times of Mashiach. Again, to review, that's not what it said in the Mitzudos. In the Mitzudos, it clearly said that l'shem is the fact that so many people have died indicates is that the success, the victory of the Jewish people was nothing other than miraculous. And when Hashem does miracles for Klal Yisrael, that brings for Klal Yisrael fame, renown, that they are one of a kind, they are unique. Okay, in West Point, it's well known in West Point, they do not teach the Israeli battles. It's off limits. When they teach students about the techniques and the science of warfare, they study all the major battles of world history, but they will not touch the battles that have taken place in the establishment and the battles that have happened in Eretz Yisrael in 1948, 1967, and all the battles in between, Battle of Attrition, because these wars don't follow any rules. They don't make any sense.
Has that always been the policy?
I read about this. I can't tell you anything is accurate, but I read about this. Is that is a fact in West Point. In West Point, they have classes, battle strategy, and they study. They will not touch the battles that took place in Eretz Yisrael.
Except maybe with the British and the Turkish, maybe that.
But not against. But not with the Jews overcoming the Arabs, because it does not. Does not make any sense. Does not fit into any strategy, anything that they can use as a teaching tool for students.
So that could have gone all the way to Israel. He stopped
many miracles. Okay, there's actually a series. I once came across. There's a series. I think you get it on Amazon. There's a series of all of the battles. It's a television series. It's on. You got it on Amazon. Type in Amazon in the video section. There's a series of videos. They go through all the battles. That is the major battles in Israel, and they show you that they don't make any sense. They actually show you. It's Lamala Miderech HaTeva.
Even the Egyptian Admiral, whatever, Marshall, when he was signing the retreat, from
Sinai.
He says, this time Hashem was on your side.
Okay, so you see, that's how the Mitzudos translates the words l'shem, battle, war, success, victory, versus the defeat of the enemies. Rashi goes through the effort. That's not the pshat. L'shem is rachmonios. They go through the effort of burying the dead of their enemy. Pasuk Yudal, the Anshei Samir, we have this new term. It's going to be a new group of employment. They'll be paid very well, I assume. The Anshei Samid, I guess, and we mentioned yesterday, we already have a forerunner for this, is Zaka. Okay, Zaka, headed by Meshi Zahav. Zaka, this is what they do. Kavod HaMeis. Okay, he does the Kavod HaMeis for Klal Yisrael, but obviously there's a degree of dignity for the dead of the Umay Sa'ilam. We mentioned yesterday is that the Zaka is recognized, this has been fulfilled to some degree, is recognized internationally. The United Nations has the greatest respect for Zaka, for this organization Zaka. They're overwhelmed, they're just blown away how the effort and the degree that this organization goes to bury the dead, to take care of the dignity of the Kavod HaMeis. It's something which has earned Klal Yisrael a very special Kiddush Hashem recognition. And in America, you have something very similar to that in Misaskim. Misaskim, they have very great respect for the Kavod HaMeis, and when they deal with all of the secular authorities, they're very impressed. They're very impressed, and there's definitely a token fulfillment of this pasuk, according to Rashi's interpretation, the Hoya Lohem L'Shem. When a guy sees how a Jew deals with Kavod HaMeis, deals with the dignity of the body after the Neshama leaves, this wakes them up. This inspires them to recognize that the Jewish people, there's something very special about them. It's unique. Sometimes you only appreciate things in death. When a person is alive, it's much harder to really to appreciate. But in death, then all of a sudden things a person can relate to a little bit busier. And I was thinking, well, why is that so? I'll give you another example. V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. So what does Chazal dash in that pasuk? You shall love your friend like you love yourself. What's the drasha? Biror lo miso yofe. The Torah says this hereg, chenek, strefa, and what have skila. So how do you fulfill these things? The Torah doesn't say how to do it. When it comes to strefa, you can burn a person at stake. That is a fulfillment of strefa. A person does an aveira, he's chayv strefa. Baskoi chazinsa. The Torah says she shall be burnt. Min haTorah, if this woman is taken out and tied to a piece of wood and ignited, and they soak her in gasoline and they ignite her, have you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of sreifa? Absolutely. When the Torah says cheref, so if you stab a person 50 times all over the body until he bleeds out, until all his organs are have you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of chereg? Of chereg? Absolutely. How did Bezin do it? They didn't do it that way. When it came to sreifa, they lied the person down very comfortably and they took molten lead and they opened up their throat and they poured it down. Why? Because they determined the most painful way to die through the misa of sreifa is by pouring molten lead down a person's throat. It's the most painless way for the person's guf to be burnt and to cause the loss of life. When it comes to cheref, so instead of stabbing a person, having him bleed out and torturing him by stabbing him, they did the guillotine. The guillotine is pretty much, it's the safest, like a shechita, kamat, and therefore it's the most painless way for a person who has to die, rachman was done through cheref to die. Why? Why did Chazal go out of the way to do this? Because the pasuk says, v'yohavta, you shall love l'rayacha, your friend, kamocha, the same way you love yourself. When it comes to yourself, you would want to die in the most painless way, so that's what you have to do to your friend. Chazal could not apply the pasuk v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha to the living. Your friend, you like to live in a nice house with plumbing and a nice spare besakise and a nice kitchen. So for your friend, you also should be kind. You shall go and do for your friend chesed. They have to give examples of death and not give examples of life. Haloi davar. So the answer is sometimes, okay, there are a lot of answers to this question. There are a lot of ends, but one of the ends really touches upon what this pasuk talks about is with Klal Yisrael, they have renown when there's dead, in the death. There's something about death which gives the person the ability to focus on what's happening. Now the only thing that comes to mind is to explain this, which I think is very true, is something that was just learned in the Daf Yomi, maybe it was even yesterday. Daf Yomi is an incredible Gemara. The Gemara says, one of the Apikorsim said to one of the Amiroyim, I don't remember who it was, he says, I can count the stars. Why is it that Hashem said to Avram, Ko ye zaracha, you can't count the stars? What's the big deal? I can count the stars. There are not that many stars. Okay, you don't have to have a microscope. How many stars are near La'inayim? I don't know. I'm sure you probably know too. They probably can tell you how many stars can be seen by the naked eye at night. There's probably a number. A computer can probably figure it out. If a computer can figure it out, so a person will spend a lot of time figuring it out. So he said to him, really? You can really count the stars? So he took some fruit, some quinces, he put it in a bowl, and he spun the bowl. How many quinces can you fit in a bowl? 15, 20, 30, I don't know, 40, maybe 50? I don't even know how big a quince is. Small, big, whatever it is. Make believe it's 50 quinces in the bowl, and he was spinning the bowl. Tell me, how many quinces are in the bowl? So this fellow said, well, stop spinning the bowl. Stop spinning the bowl for 1 second, and I'll count for you. You're mixing me up. As long as the bowl is spinning, I can't even count them to the number 20 because the bowl is spinning. Stop spinning the bowl. So he said to this fellow, well, you can't count the stars either because the stars, the heavens are spinning. And you only can see tonight a certain number, and tomorrow it's always in a state of motion. So what do you see from that? You see that when something is in a state of motion, you can't focus on it. You cannot identify. What's the bigger bracha? Ask the average person, what's the bigger bracha? Hashem told Avraham Avinu that your seed will be like the stars. And he also told Klal Yisrael Dvarim, your seed will be like the sand of the earth. So ask an average person, what's the bigger bracha? The sand of the earth. The sand of the earth is infinitely more than the number of stars that the naked eye could see. Of course, you're going to tell me technology, you can go to a Hubble spacecraft, and you can find billions and billions of stars. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking over here on Earth. What is nearer lo'inayim by a human being on this Earth? You're limited, right? You're limited. Sand of the Earth? Billions, trillions, it's impossible to count the sand of the Earth. So what's the bigger bracha? The sand. So why didn't Hashem give the bracha to Avraham Avinu sand? Why didn't he give him the bracha of the stars? Because it's not correct. It's a much bigger bracha of the stars. Why? Because the stars, you can't count. Why? Because they're in motion. It's a much bigger bracha for Klal Yisrael that we are growing, we are in motion. Sometimes you have very big families. How many grandchildren they have? Well, last year they had 5. Today they have 15. I can't keep track. Every other day they make a chasna, then they have a grandchild, a great-grandchild. They're growing, they're multiplying, there's so many of them, you can't keep up with what everyone is doing. That's the greatest bracha. Even though technically speaking the number may be smaller, the fact that a family is in motion, is in movement, they're busy, they're going, they're doing, everything is happening, even though the number is small, it's a much, much greater bracha. That's the same thing why Klal Yisrael gets a reputation, l'shem, death. Because when someone is alive, they're in motion. So when you want to see how Klal Yisrael has rachmanis upon the person when they're alive, there's no question about it. There's an infinite amount of rachmanis. But when someone wants to identify, when someone now wants to write a book, they want to go and make a statement, these people are very, very great, it's very hard to focus when Klal Yisrael is doing chesed to the living because it's ongoing. It's ongoing. Whatever you're going to write is not even enough because there's more happening, more happening, more happening. But when they die, when the person is dead, so it's over. The motion has stopped. The motion has stopped. The bowl has stopped spinning. Now you can identify. Now is where the Ummah Yisraelim can reflect and say, wow, what a great nation. Look how great they are. Look what they have done for the dead. They go, they have so much rachmanis. Even when the enemy comes to an end and they bury the dead, they also have rachmanis. Death is where the motion stops, and then it's easier for a person to reflect and to get focused, but it does not take away one iota from the greatness that's taking place when the person is alive, because then there's activity. Okay, back in Rashi. So Rashi, we machlis Rashi and the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yudal, it says here, V'yanshi Tzomen, Anosh Namu Hamus Modim, Lekach Yavdil Yishol, Pasuk Yudal, V'yanshi Tzomen, Anosh Hamus Modim, Lekach, people that have been designated to continuously be occupied in this activity. Yavdilu will be selected, Yisrael, Kedei La'avar Ba'aretz, to go to the land, L'laket es ha'mifu zarim, to collect all the bodies that have been scattered. Mekabrim es ha'ivrim, now what does this mean? Mekabrim im ha'ivrim. So this is exactly what it said in the Mitzvot, that they're going to be a partnership. The people that have been hired full-time to do this will work in partnership with the people who just passed through the land. Just naturally, es hapagarim hachaysnim, the pagar, the dead bodies hachaysnim that are lying on the streets and are preventing people from traveling because of the contamination, hachaysnim which hold back uma akvim es amavar, those who pass through the land shehoivrim es ayam mekabrim, those that pass es ayam mekabrim oisam lahana osam for their Leha'anosam, for their benefit. I don't know what this means.
For their benefit.
What?
For their benefit.
For their benefit. Es ha'ivrim im ha'ivrim kach shamati v'chintin v'enesan. Okay, so she'ivrim es hayam mikabrim oisam leha'anosam. Those that pass on the yam, they bury them for their benefit. What do you mean for the benefit? Maybe it means that they should not get in the way. I'm assuming it means over here is that people that are traveling and there's a dead body, They don't want to become contaminated, so all the dead body is in the way, or it's just not pleasant. There's a foul odor, so for their own benefit, they...
It's a real sanitation problem.
Sanitation problem. So
maybe
the people.
There's a pile of them.
Maybe, what?
Maybe
there's a pile.
Sound like
so
there's
it says
it blocked the road. That's what it says.
So he's saying something very different than what it says in the Mitsudos.
The Mitsudos,
what did he say? He says that the people that pass through the land, you have tourists, or people that just live in the land, they travel, oh, look at that, there's a dead body. Or there's a fragment of a dead body. So what do? They take a marker and they put a marker on the ground. They note the GPS coordinates and they send a text to the professionals, to the people, the Anshe Samit. They text Anshe Samit is listed in the phone book. They look up the Anshe Samit. They send a text. Here are the GPS coordinates where we have found the dead body, and we put there a marker. That's how the Mitsudo starts. Rashi says no. People who pass through the land when they see a dead body, they get involved. This dead body is in our way. We can't walk on the land because this tuma, and or it's just as a stench, or it's not sanitary, or it's the children are getting scared. So for our own benefit, we will just stop what we are doing. We're going to bury the dead. And then there are also a group of people who are paid full time by the country to be occupied in searching and going and doing this full time. So it just means that the entire Klal Yisrael will be involved in burying the dead. Some will do it as an occupation, and some will do it just kala'achar yad for their own benefit because it's just in the way. Next, es hano, that es means im, the word es in this context means im hano sarim. Those are im ha'im with the people that are just passing through the land. Okay, next, es hano, next words of the Rashi, es hano sarim al pene haaretz. Rochaik min ha'mavar. So it means, what is it? What do you mean, pene haaretz? Far from the mavar, far from the crossing, the bridge. She'ein ha'ivrim es hayam misaskim bohem l'kayvam yikvurim eile hamus modim umuvdolim l'kach. The dead bodies that are buried far, far away, which are not in the way, are not a disturbance to the citizens of Eretz Yisrael, will be taken care of by the professionals who will go to those faraway places to go and bury the dead. Okay, so this, therefore, there's going to be a partnership with everyone who will be involved in burying the dead bodies. Next was the Rashi, Miksei Shiva Chodoshim, Yichlu Marbis Habgorim Hanim Leinayim Likaver. After 7 months, all of the bodies that are visible that are in the way will be buried. Likaveru Me'oz V'Holo Yachru, then there's going to start to launch the investigation to find and discover the ones that are not obvious. Yach Koiru Ba'oretz B'mokam HaMistorim, the hidden places, Bachlichim, in the crevices, Ubein HaKoitzim, among the bushes, V'Yikbru Ma Sheyimsu, these people who go on a hunt to find dead bodies to cleanse the land from tuma. Let's see Radak Pasik Yud Gimel says, "Recover Hoyel Hav L'Shem Ki Umas Oylam Yiskru Oysam L'Toyv Bezev Yemu Ru Uma Toyva Uma Zo Shekavu Oyvehem Habom Alehem." Exactly what it's in Rashi. Look at these people; they bury their enemies. V'Afal Pi She'ein Ki Afal Pi She'heim Ein Kavanosam L'Zeh El L'Man Taher Es Aretz. Oh, so I have a whole new dimension. A whole new dimension, third interpretation of L'Shem, is that it's really we're fooling them. It's a very disturbing parish, in the Radak, is that we are going to get the Nobel Prize for humanity, right? And the truth is, we never had Kavan for this. That was not our intent. Our intent, the reason why we're burying the dead is because we are Nizer, we are Makbid on Tumah V'Tahara, and these bodies are the source of Tumah, so we have no choice but to get rid of the dead bodies in order to be Metahar of the land. The Goyim don't understand that, or they don't want to understand that, and they think we're burying the dead bodies because we're Rachmanios. So isn't that very disturbing? Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said that we are sincere in our desire to bury the dead bodies as Rachmanios. Mitsudos completely ignored this. He had a whole other interpretation. He told totally that wasn't the issue altogether. And the Radak is saying a whole new interpretation, which is very disturbing. We're going to be on the front page of all the news, all the media, all the papers, but it's not true. It's not. How could that be? How could it be that in the time of Mashiach, fake news? It's mamish what it is. It's fake news. They're riding on the front cover that we're very good people, we're Rachmanios. That's not our Yemel Kavana. What?
Writing
something complimentary about Jews, but it's also fake news because that's not our kavana.
It's a spin.
What?
It's a spin.
But it's still not true. It's not ethical. How do we allow this report to go forth? It's a very disturbing interpretation, but that's what it says. And these are Yimos HaMashiach. Yimos HaMashiach is a time of clarity, a time of emes, a time of truth. So this is a sheker. This is Olam B'Shikra. There's a contradiction to the whole essence of what's happening in times of Mashiach according to the Radak. Tzoruch Iyun Yudal, the Anshe Samid Yavdilu. What?
Wait till Snopsky is home.
The Anshe Samid Yavdilu and the people, this select group, they will be designated Yisrael Yavdilu Anoshim Sheyavu Tamid Ba'aretz Lachakor to investigate Al Hachalalim Kedei Lukav to bury them Es Ha'ovim Kemo Im Ha'ovim, just like Rashi Omar Ki Hanoshim Hamasmidim Yoimru La'ovim Baderech Aleihem Be'ezem Mokom Sheyu Sheyazju Oysom Likbar Hanoysalim Ba'aretz Shalom Nergu Bagai Ki Sham Nergu Rubam. A little different than Rashi and the Mitzudos, that the people who just live in the land, they're not interested, they're not going to do anything. The people who are paid full time to do this, they're going to launch an investigation. They're going to discover, but we don't have the resources. They're going to knock on the doors of the neighbors and say, "Can you come and help us? We are being paid by the government to do this, but we can't do it ourselves. We need you to help us. Please come out of your home and your free time and assist in burying the dead." So it's the one that is initiating is the professionals, the Anshei Samid and the Oivrim. They're just there to help out when they're called upon. They're not going to assist, not like Mitzvahs and like Rashi. A little different understanding of Mitzvah according to the Radak. Next, Yachkoiru. Yachkoiru means Yashlimu Hakira. They will launch a full investigation. Let's just do one more pasuk.
You should look at the Radak.
The Malam. Let's see the Malam. Okay, good. Let's see. I actually marked it off. I actually did mark off the Malam here. So let's see what I wrote. The Kavru Hine Aderech Halchu Sheyizaru Adam Mimikvaras Amesim Magef. Oh, very important. Disease. It is customary in the world that you do not bury the dead because they are, let's say, professionals, because Rahman Litzlan, there's a nuclear war. And there's contamination, there's radiation, or let's say there's biological weapons. Okay, exactly. There are all different types of diseases. You just name it. These guys, they've come from other parts of the world. Who knows what diseases they bring with them? So just stay away. Stay away. They've died. We know they died from Dever, from Dam, Gophis, from Veish. All different types of things are happening over here. So therefore, what do you want to go put yourself in Sakana to bury these dead bodies? The black plague. Hine aderechu sheyizor ha'amikvaris ha'meisim b'magefo. V'prat ha'chalolim sheshachvu yom rabim. Certainly, bodies that have been lying on the ground for many days. B'li kvura shemalim ipush. They're decaying. The dever, the yistabik b'kovrim. All different types of diseases attach themselves to these bodies. V'rak yafrishwa nashim yuchadim lezid. They have only people has mass and all different types of the very, very unique people that are trained, protected to deal with this. V'am yizaru min ha'kovim. They don't want to bury them. Penny didbak bohem hadover. Aval. So this is a whole new dimension to what will happen in times of Mashiach. They're not going to be afraid. Klal Yisrael is going to be moiser nefesh. It's not just stam rachmonis to bury the dead. They're going to be moiser nefesh. They're going to put themselves in a state of sakonis nefashis in order to go give cover to these dead bodies. Aval oz yikbuk es kol amaretz v'zeyeh lohem l'shem. So it's a whole new dimension in renown. They will moiser nefesh to bury the dead at the risk of their own lives. Because Hashem is protecting them from the diseases. They're not from the devil. He's interpreting that very famous passage from Moshiach. Hashem will protect Klal Yisrael from any pega when they bury the dead of their enemies. Okay, this is a very, very interesting interpretation. And then with that, we will leave it. We'll stop over here. We'll pick this up Yitzhak next week. Also, test Vav.